I saw you with another, it made me lose my mind. Shot you with my 38, and now I'm doing time, and you put me here, you put me here. Well, there's no way to doubt it, there ain't no two ways about it. As sure as your name's Kate, you put me here. I've been trying to tell him that I didn't do no wrong, only gave you what you've been deserving all along. And you put me here, you put me here. There ain't no use in denying you done it with your lying. As sure as your name's Kate, you put me here. Found me guilty, they wouldn't hear my plea. I listened as that judge said murder in the first degree. And you put me here, you put me here. Well, there ain't no need to doubt it, there ain't no two ways about it. As sure as your name's Kate, you put me here. Now the warden and the preacher, they're letting me go slow. It won't be long until I'm gone, just 13 steps to go. And you put me here, you put me here. There's just one way to figure, you're cheating, pull the trigger. As sure as your name's Kate, you put me here. Well, there ain't no need to doubt it, there ain't no two ways about it. As sure as your name's Kate, you put me here. Kate, you just plain bad, you know that.
And if you suffer from insomnia, and speed your time away. You can speed your time away.
Tell Johnny Soul Officer.
Good evening. Welcome to Trailer Park Noise. It's 1:07 in the morning. It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Okay. Anyway. Hey. Got a guest. He's always here, though.
Yeah, I think I've been on everyone so far.
I think you have been on everyone so far.
I'm Avi. You can call me Block Party.
You don't have to, though. It's up to you.
You can call me either.
You can call me Gabe.
Yeah, that's what I call him.
That's what most people call me.
Or Alfonso. You can call him Alfonso, too.
Yep, only... Only... What? Not even you. You're... Just your phone.
Yeah, only my phone calls him Alfonso.
Calls me Alfonso.
But, you know, it's a fun nickname.
Yeah, the more the merrier.
The more the merrier. Make up your own, even.
You can submit those to me on Twitter. At Kanye West _ official.
With three Fs.
Yeah.
One of those ones where you just hope people don't notice, you know?
I think that'd be a really good Twitter handle.
That would be
handle.
A really good Twitter handle.
If I ever make a Twitter.
I'm gonna see if it's taken.
I might make that my Instagram handle.
That'd be really good.
Kanye West official.
Do it.
With yeah. Three Fs.
So you guys out there, you're gonna know before everyone else that he's not really Kanye West official. Is he gonna do it right now on the air?
I could do it right now on the air.
That would be a big moment for radio.
Well, just give me a second here. How about this? I will fiddle with Instagram settings after we play some more music.
That makes sense.
But let's ask the viewers what they want to hear.
Yeah, DM us on Twitter at Kanye West_official. That's actually not a Twitter that exists
we
yet.
We have six listeners tonight.
Six listeners. Hey, all six of you, race each other to capitalize on the Kanye West official Twitter handle.
You can also Snapchat message us.
Yeah.
But... That comes with a small fee,
yeah.
50 cents.
But you have to snap cash.
Yeah,
us
you
the
have
50
to snap
cents.
Cash. That's the 50 cents. Venmo, no.
No.
Snap
we're not
cash.
Freaking grandparents. Snap
Facebook
cash.
Money also accepted.
Yeah, yeah.
But it has to be Snapchat or Facebook money. I feel like
is that
Snapchat.
What the Facebook one is called?
I don't know.
That's such a bad name, but I believe that it is.
I feel like Snapchat. If Snapchat had introduced the money concept right in the beginning. I think it would have just become a prostitution thing.
Oh my god. Yeah, I believe that actually.
And I kind of can't believe it's not
that
already that.
It might be.
It honestly might be. Just the circles we run in.
True. We don't really
tend to not get prostitutes on right. Snapchat. What are we talking about now?
Technology these days.
Technology.
Technology. Watch Rating. Black Mirror. Follow Kanye West _OFFFICIAL on Instagram and Twitter. One's going to be Gabe and one's going to be me, and you're not going to know which is which.
As in one of us is on Twitter and one of us is on Instagram.
Yeah.
I like it. Also, you can send us your application for Snapchat Kanye West official administrative duties, but you have to fax it to us.
Yeah. We also don't have a fax machine, though.
Speak for yourself.
Oh, dang.
I've got two.
Okay, yeah.
Just
fax
kidding.
Fax him, then. I won't know about it.
Fax me it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, but if it makes the noise...
What is a fax noise?
It's like... Bah, bah, bah. You never heard that?
I don't think I've ever seen a fax machine in operation.
They're hidden inside printers. Have you ever called a number that turned out to be that person's fax number?
I don't think so.
It makes that exact noise.
What a harsh tone.
Yeah, it's really,
why not just
really
something
aggressive.
More normal?
Because it's, I don't know, that's how machines talk.
But can't we decide how the machines talk?
In other news, I just found an Instagram that's at cat shaming, and it just is exactly that. So
making fun of cats?
Making fun of cats.
Oh, man.
Everyone hates cats.
I hate cats.
Yeah, so follow at cat shaming on Instagram.
Yeah.
You got any music ready to play?
I might.
Okay.
It's there.
Keep me in suspense. Tell me at the time. Topical. That was a Donald Trump quote.
You hear that?
Oh.
Name that tune.
Jolene.
There you go.
Jolene.
You got it.
By Dolly Parton.
Yep.
I'm begging of you, please don't take my man.
All right, you guys jam to Dolly while we make this Instagram.
See you later.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. Please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. And I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep. And there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man. But you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Decide to do, Jolene.
Coming, it's rolling around a bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing,
I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. From this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
People.
Wow. Wow.
So.
Was that even the end of the song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Johnny Cash had sung his time.
He did it. He did what he needed to do.
He sung it.
That he did. That he did.
I singed my song. All right. Anyway.
Anyway, those of you out there who very, very actively checked your Instagrams.
Yeah, I think if it has happened. Have been on Instagram in the last 5 or so minutes, you might have noticed. If you used to be on Gay Padad's Instagram,
now
on Kanye West Official's Instagram.
It's like a little bit of an extra time on this.
Official,
you know? You guys get it.
DM me. I love to Instagram DM.
Yeah, so does Kanye West.
Does he?
I don't know. He probably gets tons of DMs.
Kanye
West only started having an Instagram 2 weeks ago.
Didn't he only put? He has one picture, right?
It's just like it's an artsy picture. It's a normal picture.
Is there a caption?
I don't think so. I doubt it. He doesn't strike me as a caption guy.
Kanye?
Yeah. On Instagram, I don't know. There's no one in the picture.
He really doesn't have that much of a social media presence.
No, that's true. I mean, he has Twitter.
He's heavy on Twitter. He's a big tweeter.
But that's about it.
There are a few people who are very famous who have just zero
social media presence.
Like, doesn't Beyonce have, like, no...
Yeah, yeah. Some of you may have noticed recently Kimmy K has been pretty absent on social media.
She got held up.
She got held up. So that's probably what it is. She's probably too shook to gram, as they say.
That's how I'd be. I saw something come up today that was like, a reporter asked Kim Kardashian what her talent was, and she responded, making people feel good for being themselves or something like that.
Today she said that?
Might have been today.
Wow.
I don't know.
I feel like that's not her talent.
I don't know what her talent is.
I feel like that's not it. If there is one, I feel like that's not it.
You know who does have talent? Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga. That's exactly what I was thinking. I don't know what her real name is.
Stephanie Germanotta.
Wow.
Thanks.
Wow.
That's one of my sleeper facts.
Wow. You nailed that.
Thanks.
Are we going to hear some of that?
Well, yeah. So she released
a new album.
How do
you spell Stephanie Germanotta?
Yo no sé.
Okay. Well, those of you who are lucky enough to have me on Snapchat and Gabe on Instagram, my new Snapchat name is Stephanie Germanotta. People either get it or they don't.
I think that's really smart.
Yeah, perfect. I'm going to look up how to spell it while Gabe chats with you.
I think that's funnier than Kanye West Official.
I feel like it's funnier, but it has far less reach than Kanye West Official, because it's just people who have me on Snapchat.
Which is a fair amount of people.
Yeah, no browser open right now.
Sorry.
Nerd. All right, here's some Stephanie for your ears.
Just off her put latest a random
Joanne.
One.
It's the one that I'm picking randomly right
Never
now.
Never heard this one before.
Called Come to Mama.
Come to her.
Everybody's gotta love each other. Stop throwing stones at your sisters and your brothers. Man, it wasn't that long ago. We were all living in the jungle. So why do we gotta put each other down when there's more than enough love to go around? Come to mama, tell me you hurt ya. There's gonna be no future if we don't figure this out. Dude, in a lab coat and a man of God. Fought over prisms and a 40-day flood. Well, I say rainbows spared more than they've ever done. So why do we gotta fight over ideas? We're talking the same old shh after all of these years. Come on, mama, tell me you heard ya. There's gonna be no future if we don't figure this out. Oh, come to mama, how are you gonna follow? There's gonna be no future if we don't figure this out. Psychic guru catches minnows in the harbor.
Okay, time out.
Okay, we're calling it. We're calling
what
it.
What the heck, Lady Gaga?
Stephanie, what were you thinking with that song?
That was just...
That was bad. It was bad.
We didn't even last that whole song. We couldn't finish that song.
We have a minute left, actually. There's a minute left in that song. Lady Gaga is the mama in the song.
What? Just like...
We're not into it.
Why? Like, why? Yeah. Why make music like that?
Yeah,
I guess it's up to you, but you can make music however you want to, but I don't know. I guess what I'll say is I personally don't like the direction Lady Gaga's career is going.
I feel like she peaked with the one with Beyonce.
Alejandro.
Yeah.
No, that's the one with Beyonce is Telephone.
Yeah, Telephone.
I think she peaked with Bad Romance.
No, Bad Romance. I meant Paparazzi. That's what I was trying
paparazzi
to remember
was
the name
from
of.
It was like an early one.
That's
though.
An early one.
I think the early ones were like the bangers, but then the later ones were
like what happened is
when she peaked, and then she just plummeted. Where
somewhat,
did she go?
Somewhat ironically, I think what happened is she fell off with The Edge. I'm on the edge.
I'm on the edge of glory.
Of glory. I think
that song was bad.
I think that got her. I think that was what got her.
Was that Lady Gaga?
Oh, wasn't it? Yeah. It's that one and Born This Way.
Born This Way was pretty big.
Born This Way was good. I feel like Edge of Glory was bad. And it definitely was Lady Gaga.
The Edge of Glory was bad. Yeah. Born This Way was good, though.
Yeah, yeah. But they're the same album, I think.
Well, yeah, that album sounds like the bad her one. Demise.
In case you guys out there are trying to keep up, that one was...
Come to Mama.
Born This Way? Born This Way, yeah. That's the Born This Way album.
Okay.
With other songs you've never heard, like Shiza and Government Hooker and
Government
Highway Hooker. Unicorn. Lady what? Gaga, what? Since when do you have songs by any of those titles?
What games are you playing right
okay,
now,
Okay, we're
going to
follow it up with another Lady Gaga song. We're going to give her a chance.
Just like, what? Wait, what album was like Alejandro and Bad Romance on?
That's an old one. She has
How many albums does she have?
A bunch. One.
More than like three?
Two, three, four, five, six.
No
six.
Way.
Yeah, I don't think anyone listened to Cheek to Cheek. Oh, that's her Tony Bennett album. That's definitely where she lost it.
Yeah.
She got a whole album with Tony Bennett. That's so weird.
That's such
the a cover is so uncomfortable. Check it out there.
We'll post it on Kanye West Official.
Yeah, we're going to toss a new one up here. Another Lady Gaga from 2013. We'll see how it goes.
All right.
Actually, can't decide between two. We'll see which one we go
Put for. On Disco Stick.
We're doing a new one from Art Pop.
Oh, boy. Art Pop was well past the demise.
Yeah, no one listened to Art Pop. Gabe, do you want R. Kelly on it or T.I. Twista and Too Short?
I want T.I. Twista and Too
okay,
Short.
That's where I started. This is Jewels and Drugs.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. It's about that time. Yeah. Time to take on, partner. All right, hustle game. G-D-O-D. Get do or die, partner. Yeah. Lego. Steel bank here, shawty, yeah, you know what it is. Pocket full of number, her bands and bill. Came up around that Standerville. Defend to do a deal by 60 mil. You ain't live that life, you perpetrate. You wasn't really trapped serving birds, yeah. You ain't have to beat no murder cake. Man, you probably couldn't get an old urge today. Round my way, can't get murder playing. Ain't no rule, play dirty, man. Put some through your jersey, man. If your partner wants some, we can do it again. Okay, H-U-S-T-L-A-G-G-A-N-G. Yeah, we just pull up, hop out, hop out. All about the dollar, better go and ask Gaga. Gaga, 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 Gaga.
Stupid attractive. If you survey the way we've acted, keep it coming. I'm coming around like your friend now. I think you should shut up and sit down. Don't want your jewels, don't want your drugs. Don't want your money, want your love. Don't want your jewels, don't want your drugs. Want your jewels, don't want your drugs. Don't want your money, want your love.
Everybody want that money, but you wrong. Still trying to have some fucking fun. Don't need them, but the diamonds make it shine. Tried to quit, but just can't find the time. Middle of the week, this ain't even the weekend. Red carpet events, every time you see pimps. It's good pussy in the passenger seat. My little homies hang with me, I be passing them free. Instead of the recipe of a legacy, you're taking it to another place when I get it. Hold up. Twister be going to warp speed, breaking atoms. Knowing OG has got me creating antimatter. Then the problem is smoking the women, now I got it because she be ready to party in the mood of clubs. Yes. Because you know the way I think is an anomaly, and I'ma be strange as Lady Gaga. Probably a dollar be the business, but I'd rather be in the outer dimension when I be talking about jewels and drugs.
Jewels and drugs, baby.
Money. flights, crazy schedule, fast life. I wouldn't trade it in, cause it's our life. I could be the drink in your cup, I could be the green in your blunt. You'll push a man, yeah, I got what you want. You wanna escape all of the crazy shit. You're the Maryland, I'm the president. I'd love to hear you say,
girl. Do what I want with your body. Do what I want with your body.
Back at the club, taking shots, getting naughty. No invitations, it's a private party.
Do what I want with your body. Do what I want with your body.
Yeah, we taking these haters and we roughing them up. And we laying the cut like we don't give a fuck.
Oh man, oh man, oh man, not again. Yeah, I learned the game from William Wesley, you can never check me. Back to back for the niggas that didn't get the message. Back to back like I'm on the cover of Lethal Weapon. Back to back like I'm Jordan 96, 97, ooh. Very important and very pretentious. When I look back, I might be mad that I gave this attention. Yeah, but it's weighing heavy on my conscience. Yeah, and fuck you left the boy no options. I wanna see my niggas go insane. You gon' make me step out of my fucking frame. You gon' make me buy bottles for Charlemagne. You gon' make me go out of my fucking way. I waited 4 days, nigga, where y'all at? I drove here in a Wraith playing AR app. I'm not sure what it was that really made y'all mad, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make y'all rap. I mean, ooh, can't fool the city, man, they know what's up. Second floor tussies getting shoulder rubs. This for y'all to think that I don't write enough. They just mad cause I got the Midas touch. You love her, then you gotta get a world tour. Is that a world tour or your girl's tour? I know that you gotta be a thug for her. This ain't what she meant when she told you to open up more. Yeah, trigger fingers turn to Twitter fingers. Yeah, you getting bodied by a singing nigga. I'm not the type of nigga that'll type the niggas. And shout to all my boss, bitches, wife, and niggas. Make sure you hit them with the prenup. Then tell that man to ease up. I did another one, I did another one. You still ain't did shit about the other one. Got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, going back to back. I got the drink in me going back to back. Yeah, I'm going back to back. I don't wanna hear about this ever again. Not even when she tell them that they better as friends. Not even when you're saying Drizzy, tell him again. I've been putting on the show, it was a sellout event. Oh, you need better seating. I didn't wanna do it, gave me every reason. The point I'm trying to make is I don't ever need him. Seen what you do for fame or what you do for freedom.
please. Check them for a wire or an earpiece, please. Please do not let these niggas nail me, please. Think before you come for the great one, please. Who's a real nigga and who ain't one, please? Somebody stop me. I'm talking Bossy and Guan and Wasi. I got the fest in 5 days and it's my shit. Soon as a nigga hit the stage, they gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. Yeah, they want it back to back. They gon' ask if I can play the shit back to back. I took a break from views, now it's back to that, nigga. Six, six, six.
What a ride that was.
Oh my god. Just so much depth to the illustrious career of Lady Gaga. From Just Dance to Come to Mama. Peaks, valleys, highs, lows.
Yeah, I would say Come to Mama is probably the
Come
least
to Mama
favorite Lady Gaga song I've ever heard in my life.
Let's say Lady Gaga's career is a parabola. Come to Mama is the vertex.
Yes. The bottom vertex. It's
Come to Mama
down.
Is
it opens
the
up.
Town in SpongeBob. Rock bottom.
Rock bottom.
Do you remember when SpongeBob has to, like, speak in farting sounds to communicate to the bus ticket salesman?
Definitely not. Is that in Rock Bottom?
Yeah. After That's... they're coming home from Glove World.
Oh my god, what? What?
Have you not seen this episode?
No. Does that mean Art Pop is Lady Gaga's Glove World and Come to Mama is Rock Bottom?
I think you need
bottom?
To see this episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah, I think I do. It sounds insane.
It's crazy.
I've actually definitely never seen it.
Oh my god. This is one of the quintessential SpongeBob episodes.
I've seen the movie.
That
the old movie, not the weird new
the
live
one.
Action one.
There's a live action one?
Oh yeah. Came out like 2 years ago.
What are they doing?
Yeah, right? It's not a Goofy Goober movie.
The first movie was great. Goofy Boot.
The Goofy Goober
Goofy
movie.
Goofy Goobers.
With the song.
When they get shot back into the ocean, but from David Hasselhoff's pecs.
Yeah, that sounds right. That sounds right.
Describing really, the spot.
They have like a quest, right? The
yeah,
plot of that
to,
movie is like a quest.
Yeah, there's like there's the whole Now That We're Men song where they dance across the monsters.
I don't remember that one.
The princess.
The only song I remember is the Goofy Goober song.
There's the Goofy Goober song is great. You don't remember the David Hasselhoff?
I think I do. I don't remember specifically the pecs, but you know. David Hasselhoff.
There's a pecs scene.
He knows what he's doing. He's been a star since day one. Actually, I hear he's
Baywatch.
Really poor.
David Hasselhoff?
I hear David Hasselhoff has pretty much no money.
Ow.
That's why he's always doing Piranha 3DD and stuff like that.
He is doing a lot of weird...
Not that Piranha 3DD is weird. It's a really good movie. Anyone out there
but,
would
yeah,
recommend.
No, but like David Hasselhoff does make...
Yeah, he's always just like that guy from Baywatch in other movies. I think it's because he has no money. We're going to do some research...
he's got a really good agent,
in
then.
The interim. Yeah, people want him. He's just bad at his money, I think.
Oh, David.
David.
I hope it's him at least spending it on cool stuff rather than gambling it or something.
I bet it's just all those little short bathing suits. I bet he has a room full of them.
I hope he's got, yeah, a collection of something he's passionate about.
Bathing suits. Workout gear. Maybe
he
spends it all on
workout gear.
He could
sell some of the
gear.
Stuff he buys.
Like what?
I don't know.
What do you think he's buying that he's broke over it?
I feel like expensive items. If it's enough, let's like make a pretty successful actor go broke. Like, gotta be some big things. Unless he's just got a ton of non-expensive things.
That's what I think. He's just spending it all on spray tans, that kind of thing. You know,
going out to dinner a lot.
Going out to dinner too much. Way too much.
Too much Chipotle.
We're going to, I think, I mean, I don't know, I'm not in charge of this show, but I like what we've been doing where we take singers that were a big deal and remember that they're still making music. So I've got one ready whenever you're ready.
Who?
This is Send Me a Picture by, off of Gwen Stefani's 2016 album, This Is What the Truth Feels Like.
There's a 2016 Gwen Stefani album?
Yeah, yeah, and here's the single. Send Me a Picture.
Gwen Stefani, Gwen, come on.
That's not good, Gwen.
Gwen Stefani and Lady Gaga have gone the same direction. Let's just
real quick.
Has
that was
Britney
bad.
Gone
we
the
got,
same way? Yeah, come let's on, check in Britney. On Britney. Get
this
it
is
together.
Slumber party. Actually, no, it's not. It's do you want to come over?
I want to come over.
I want to come over, Britney.
Of the songs we've played so far.
I just like that was like disrespectful to make a song like that.
I feel like the guitar in that song was probably mad about it. Like that was so bad.
Oh
wow.
My god.
Wow. Wow, Britney, what? Wow. Okay, you guys take a second. We're gonna have no music, I guess, for a brief.
Gwen Stefani's "Send Me a Picture." What the? What are you doing?
What are you both doing?
And okay. Britney Spears, "Do You Want to Come Over?"
I feel like I'm. What? I have to like take a breath right now.
And then wait, these also are just like every. The titles of these three songs have just been like. Overt like sexual things.
Yep.
Come to mama, send me a picture, and do you want to come over
and do what you want.
But that's not as bad.
I mean, the chorus is do what you want with my body, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow, it is not a good day. Gosh. To have been a pop star like 5 years ago.
Yeah, like what are you guys, did you guys like get together and decide
like
to have like a rebellious phase?
Let's all put out really bad albums. Is that what it was?
Like, what are you...
Those
like,
were bad. Who, is what it comes like, down
who
to.
Who is this for?
Yeah. Who was into that?
I hope what it is a classic case of the record companies squashing the dreams
I feel like,
of the star.
I feel like they
but
never
these
really...
these are bad songs.
Yeah, they're bad. Let's see if we can follow it up with another 2016... surprise, no one knew that it came out album. We're gonna go for Nope. A fun fact while we take a breather that the Pussycat Dolls haven't put out an album since 2009.
Oh, PCD?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Classic. Okay. Nope. Never mind.
I think it'd be funny to...
Okay, we're gonna have to, we got another one ready. It's okay. Just a single. Not a new album yet, so...
But it'll whet our appetites.
It will whet our appetites for what Nelly Furtado's got in store. Islands of Me.
Oh my. Spin that track, Block Party.
It's spinning.
Gave it a chance.
Oh man. Wow, wow.
But like what?
Wow.
What's concerning me, what's concerning and confusing me is that these artists, Nelly Furtado, Gwen Stefani, Lady Gaga.
Especially Lady Gaga.
Britney Spears.
They were the like Britney Spears one.
Do you want to come over?
Come over. That was the worst of the bunch.
That was the worst one. But like they were so popular.
Yeah, recently. They know what makes good pop songs.
Right, what I'm confused about is, has music changed enough so that when these people release the same stuff they were releasing before, we just hate it? Or have they gotten worse? Because when I listen to their older pop songs, they still sound great. And, like, classic pop
songs.
Yeah,
it's not... Yeah, yeah.
These are
I
just...
I feel like it's not a pure nostalgia thing. Like, they used to be better.
I think the 2000s were a very good time for pop.
They were. They 100% were.
I think right now we're in a very bad time.
We're in a good time for rap and a horrible time for pop.
Yeah, good time for rap for sure.
Yeah, but I think that the early 2000s was pop's golden era and it came and went.
And late 2000s.
And late 2000s, just pre-2010, really.
Yeah.
But here we've got another 2016 single. Perhaps it'll whet our appetite better than that last one.
Oh, God, that last one. All right.
This is Thick of It by Mary J. Blige.
Love ain't just black and white. Ain't that simple? It's hard to tell who's wrong or right. When it's dark with us, I swear I barely see the light. Should I stick it out? Are you worth this fight? Are we worth this fight? Cause I ain't no quitter, babe. And I've been damned if all these years I thought you'd diss me, babe. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, baby.
Who will you trust?
I gave you too much, enough
If I make it through hell and I come out alive, I got nothing to fear. No more crying and trying to bring back the loving when nothing is here. Let me be clear, I wasn't perfect, but this shit ain't worth it. I'm done with the mess, I confess I'm distressed, and I know I'ma look back and call it a blessing.
I ain't no quitter, babe. No quitter, babe. And I've been damned if all these years I thought you'd diss me, babe. Oh. I was there when no one wanted to stay with you, babe.
Right. All right.
not great.
Okay, Mary J. Blige. All right, ASAP Rocky. You think you're hard. You think you're cool because you do drugs. What the hell are you doing now?
Yeah. What's Blended Family?
What is Blended Family?
Is that a song about how
you... How much
you
are you getting paid to do this?
Married a guy with a kid. Is that what that whole